warning, warning, this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob in Your Life. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. My dad, Pops, Al Sharon, many of you, actually hundreds of you, know him as Pops. He was the general manager here at KGov and the Bob in Your Live Real Science Radio studios and the Denver Bible Church office. It's all combined. Pops passed away Tuesday evening. I mentioned on Monday we were talking about someone in the hospital in the news, and I mentioned that we also had a loved one in the hospital. But I said, please don't be concerned, everything is fine. Well, boy, that was wrong. Actually, now everything is fine for Pops. He's with the Lord. And so what's a Jewish boy from Philly doing walking around with Jesus up in heaven? What a great, great story that is. We had my mom and I, and many of you know Connie also. She's the office manager and also customer service. He was the general manager. Pops also produced our inventory, our Blu-ray discs and DVDs and audio CDs and MP3s and the case covers. He worked the equipment, the duplicator, something like a $16,000 piece of equipment. So he kept the inventory up. And he did shipping, and we estimate it to probably 31,000 times. Someone in America, all over the country, from Alaska to Florida, from Hawaii to Maine, and even internationally, from Asia to Europe, over 31,000 times since Pops has been working here, someone, a family somewhere, opened up a package in the mail and got a Bible study on one of those formats, or the plot, a book on the overview of the Bible. These amazing resources that we have either labored to put together or got very select resources from other people. So all that labor of love that it was for Pops that he did because he wanted to help us reach more people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Christian worldview that we teach at Denver Bible Church. So on Monday, Mom and I brought Pops to the hospital. We actually thought, she called me, I was in a meeting with our producer, Larry Wolf. My mom called me and said, could you rush over? Pops is not well. And she said, I think we have to bring him to the doctor. I got there, and within a moment, we decided we had to bring him right to the emergency room. He could hardly talk. He couldn't stand up out of the chair he was in. He thought we should call the ambulance because he couldn't stand up, but we thought it might take longer for the ambulance to come than the time we could have him at the emergency room. So we got him up and got him into their car and rushed him to the hospital. And within a short time at the hospital, within an hour, boy, did he look great. His color came back, and he was making jokes like he does. Every waking minute for Pops, he makes jokes. All the time, he makes jokes. And he was making jokes with us, with the doctor, the nurses. He tells the doctor, he says, I want to tell you a joke, but my wife says, don't tell the doctor a joke. This is important time. We need to hear from the doctor. So the doctor says, okay, well, then let me tell you a joke. So they Pops is looking good, and he says to me, okay, look, I'm fine. Go and do the radio show. Go and do the show. I said, Pops, I'm not going to go do the show. You're in the emergency room. And he said, no, go and do the show. I'm fine. So I went and did the show, and I told you guys that we have a loved one also in the hospital right now, but everything is fine. You know, we thought we'd be bringing him home right out of the emergency room. And I went back afterward, and he had been complaining of lower back pain, and they were going to do an X-ray of his chest and his neck. And I asked, and they were wheeling him out of the room, and I asked, well, could you guys do something else? Could you take an image of his lower back somehow? Because that's where, and they did, and they found an aneurysm. So they put him in an ambulance and brought him to St. Anthony's Lakewood. It's a level one trauma center. Colorado has three level one facilities, and they truly were extraordinary. I'd like to take time on a future show to talk about what happened. We've done many shows here at Bob and Yurt Live and on Real Science Radio on end-of-life issues, and it was very, very difficult, but the team that worked on Pops was extraordinary, but it was also very, very difficult. So I'd like to talk about that with you guys on a show soon, but we'll skip that part of it right now. So for my mom, she not only has lost her husband, but they work together here in the offices, and for both of them, this is a labor of love. My mom has been the Denver Bible Church secretary for 18 years. She does that as a ministry. She doesn't get paid. Her desk is right next to, there's a partition between them, but it's right next to Pop's desk. So they not only have been married for all this time, but they have worked together all this time. Mom and Pops both have been married previously, and they were both widowed, both with Christian marriages, although Pops is fully Jewish. His parents were born in Kiev in the Ukraine, spoke Russian, Yiddish, right, a blend of Hebrew, Russian, Yiddish. In fact, when Pops grew up, he was the younger of their children, and he mostly couldn't talk to his own parents because they didn't speak English, and he only knows snippets of this Russian, Hebrew, Yiddish. So rather interesting, his life, rather extraordinary, and he became a Christian, and he referred to himself as a Messianic Jew. Because there are Jews who have looked at the scriptures and seen that Jesus is the Messiah to Israel. Jesus was Jewish. People say, well, how could a Jew be a Christian? Because Jesus was Jewish. I mean, how much more Christian and Jewish can you be? Jesus Christ was Jewish. His followers were all Jewish initially until He sent the Apostle Paul to bring the gospel of grace to the Gentiles, and then Gentiles came into the gospel. But initially, it was virtually all Jewish. Ever since then, Gentiles have been coming to the faith in much larger numbers than Jews, and as a result, people tend to think that Christianity is not Jewish. But it's fundamentally Jewish. It's a Judeo-Christian worldview, a Judeo-Christian faith. Abraham is the father of all those who believe. Not that there were not believers before Abraham, but God entered into a covenant of circumcision with Abraham. That's back in Genesis chapter 17. But two chapters before that, God entered into a covenant of grace with Abraham. The Apostle Paul, in the greatest theological treatise ever written, the Apostle Paul points out that Abraham is the father of both groups, of those who believe and do the works of the flesh after circumcision, and for those who believe only and have no works for the gospel of grace. And he says that's from back when God entered into the covenant with Abraham in Genesis 15, before the covenant of circumcision. So Abraham is the father of all those who believe. And in the memorial service Saturday afternoon, we quoted what Jesus said to this very discouraging guy at the time, 2,000 years ago. This guy, he had nothing to offer but despair. And he tried to drag everyone around him down. And just like he would have dragged the Lord down if he could have. Because he said Abraham doesn't even exist anymore because he's dead. And that's the thing about unbelief. Right? The Bible shows us what is the ultimate outcome of unbelief. And it is two words. Crucify him. Crucify him. Because unbelievers, if they could, they would destroy God in order to vindicate themselves. That's what an unbeliever ultimately would do. And that's why God says that unbelievers, they can't live forever in heaven, because if he allowed them to, they would turn heaven into hell. So there'd be a hell that we would all go to. Everyone who loved God and everyone who hated God, if we all went to the same place, then we would all be going to hell. So people say it's not just that God would send people to hell. And of course, the people who go to hell, they go there because they want to. They want to. They don't want to live with God. And you can't force someone to love you. If a man were to try to force a woman to love him, we would say that that's a sick man. You can't force someone to love you. And God is a loving God, but he can't force you to love him. Love has to be freely given. And that's just part of reality. Love is an exercise of the will, and the will is the ability to decide. And therefore, the will has to be free. There's no such thing as a will that is not free. Then it's not a will. So this downer guy who tried to drag everyone down with him in despair, because misery loves company, he tried to convince Jesus that Abraham didn't even exist anymore. There is no resurrection. And so Jesus said, but the guy, he would teach the Bible. He would quote from the Bible. And that happens all the time, right? The mainline Christian churches, they're post-Christian. They no longer have the gospel in them. Like Jesus said, you can't put new wine in old wineskins because they'll burst and the wine will just pour out on the ground. And so these religious leaders who will quote the Bible, but they hate God. And they reject the message of the Bible. So Jesus said to this downer guy, he said, you err because you do not know the scriptures. Because God is the God of Abraham. Yeah, the Bible says God is the God of Abraham. And then Jesus added, but God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And so Pops is a child of Abraham in two ways. One, because he's Jewish. And secondly, because he is part of the covenant of grace, the gospel of grace. In those two ways, he's a child of Abraham. And in fact, it's the second way today that is the only way to eternal life. The first way, if you're just Jewish by ethnicity, you're Jewish because your parents were Jewish. You're Jewish if you're a male because you were circumcised. None of that gets you anything with God. It's if you are a child of Abraham because you trust in God. You believe in Jesus Christ, which Pops did. So, wow, what a ceremony we had. Biff Gore, who, as you all know, if you listen to the show often, he's the president of Colorado Right to Life, but he's also one of the more extraordinary contestants from NBC's TV show, The Voice. You know, on that show, the four celebrity judges, they're all facing away from the singer. They don't see him or they don't see her. And the idea is they want to focus on the singing. They just want to concentrate on the voice. And if they love what they hear, then they could turn their chair around. And that signifies that they want to be that singer's voice coach to go on to the next round of competition. And so typically you got four judges. One might turn around, or perhaps not even one of the four will turn around. And then you're done if no judge turns around. They hear your whole song and they're not even looking at you and you're done. But if one turns around, then she's saying, I want to be your voice coach. If two turn around, that's great. More than two, very rare. Biff Gore had all four judges turn around. It was really awesome. And so then what an honor when Biff saw that Al Sharon passed away. He said, Al Sharon? Who's Al Sharon? You mean Pops? Pops passed away? And he was so sad. And then he and I talked. And I said, Biff, it's just, you know, of course, funerals are so sudden. And I know you're booked all over the country. But wow, if there's any way you could lead the worship. And he said, don't say another word. I want to lead the worship. It would be an honor. And I said, Biff, we can't even afford you. And he said, you can't afford a hug? You can't afford a hug? I said, no, we can afford a hug. He said, I will be there. And wow, he was just awesome. So we have recorded the service, and we don't want to put the link to it online because this is for family and friends, loved ones. But if you have been a part of Bob and Yurt Live over the years, however, you know, if we've email interacted, or you've been a part or a visitor to Denver Bible Church, if you're known to us and you'd like to see the service, please don't hesitate to send me an email and I'll send you a link. You could stream it or download it. I'm at bob@kgov.com. So bob@kgov.com. And wow, it would be really great to hear from you. And so many people from around the country have been so gracious. And how meaningful that has been to our family. With Pops being Jewish, one of the things he loved was to hear the scriptures from the Hebrew Bible, which is our Old Testament, that affirmed Jesus Christ. I'd love to share some of that with you. But first, something we pointed out in the service: when a person dies, their physical body is then separated from their soul spirit. And so we think about Pops and what happened to Pops. So when God made us, he made us body, soul, and spirit. A plant has only a body. Some animals have a body and a soul, so that you could actually have a relationship with them. I know there are people who think that they could have relationships with trees and all. Those people are just nuts. But there are animals that God put a quality of a soul, sufficient enough of a quality, a depth of a soul, so that you can actually have a relationship at some level with animals, different levels with different animals, but like a horse or even, you know, a dolphin. I've never had one, but as I've seen. Or, of course, a dog or a cat, certain birds. But with human beings, he gave us a body, soul, and spirit. So that at death, death is separation. And spiritual death means to be separated from God. Physical death is when your body is separated from your soul, spirit. So when that happens, your soul separates from your body, and as your body falls to the ground, your spirit soars up to heaven, because your body is like a tether. And your spirit, when you're a believer, your spirit wants to be with the Lord, but your body's holding it down for all your life long until When that separation occurs, when you die physically, then your spirit soars up to the heavens to be with Christ. And so that's what happened with Pops. The opposite happens to an unbeliever. For an unbeliever, his body is not his tether keeping his spirit down on earth. It's the opposite. For the unbeliever, his body is like a buoy floating on the surface of the earth, and his spirit, dark and heavy, dead, broken, is wanting to plummet toward hell itself. And when that person's death comes, his soul separates from his body, and his spirit plummets into hell. And how devastating that is, because that's what that person wants. That person wants that. And so we are so thankful that Pops, being Jewish, came to where he loved the Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians in the New Testament. These are the Christians who lived in Corinth, a major city in ancient Greece, 2,000 years ago. Paul wrote that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then we Christians, our faith is in vain. We have no hope in our Christianity. And when you say something like that, it's the kind of thing you can't usually get, let's say, an evolutionist to say, or a pro-abort, or an atheist, to acknowledge what is the reality if they are wrong. What's the reality if they are wrong? It's the kind of sentiment that comes from honesty, courage, and truth. When you have the courage of the truth of your position, you have the courage then to acknowledge, well, what would it mean if you were wrong? And Paul writes, if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. And there is no hope in Christianity. But think about the alternative, which is Paul's point, because the scriptures testify with prophecies in the Bible for almost 2,000 years, the earliest ones, about the salvation that would come from God to us and the ultimate resurrection and the salvation that would come from the seed of the woman and God's son being pierced, his hands and his feet as his only son being sacrificed. And all this in the Hebrew scriptures and so much more. He would be born in Bethlehem, and when he would be crucified, and where he would die. It's all so extraordinary. And so, of course, Paul's point is Jesus did rise from the dead. But if the Lord had not risen from the dead, then Christianity is false. If he did rise from the dead, then every other religion is false, and Jesus Christ is God, if he did rise from the dead. And that's why the resurrection is at the center of human history. And on our website, kgov.com/resurrection, kgov.com/gospel, we encourage you to look. When there's an unbeliever and we've asked them, well, in what way do you think the evidence for Christ's resurrection is deficient? In what way? And they're usually taken aback by that question. So, when Pops loved the Jewish Old Testament passages that pointed to Jesus, as hundreds of them do, he especially loved the Feast of Israel. In Leviticus chapter 23, it lists them. And the Passover. The Passover, it says, Moses wrote, it's on the 14th day in the spring, the first month of the year, Abib, it's also called Nisan. On the 14th day of the first month of the year, that's the Passover, and that's when we celebrate the resurrection, Easter, because that's when Jesus Christ was crucified. Jesus was crucified on the day of the Passover. He had his Last Supper the day before, on the preparation day, because he wouldn't be able to share the Passover with his disciples on the exact day of the Passover, because he would be crucified, because he was the Lamb of God slain so that they could escape bondage and death. And so being the Lamb of God, just as the Passover lamb was slain on the 14th day of the first month of the year, Jesus was slain. In fact, we read in the Old Testament that a few days before the Passover, the family has to purchase the Passover lamb. And what happened a few days before Jesus Christ was crucified? Judas went to the high priest, who for 30 pieces of silver purchased Jesus Christ as the sacrifice so that the entire nation would not need to perish. And then recall that they did not break Jesus' bones like they did the other two being crucified. And that's because in the Passover regulation, you kill and cook and eat the Passover lamb, but you don't break any of its bones, because that prefigured what would happen with Jesus Christ. And then he was put in the tomb for the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and all these things happened on the exact calendar day of what had been written down 1,500 years earlier. The unleavened bread, Jesus is the bread from heaven, and leaven causes decay. Leaven representing sin, and a little sin, a little leaven, leavens the whole lump. Jesus' body did not see corruption, as was prophesied also in the Old Testament. So he is in the tomb during the days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The next feast is the Feast of First Fruits. And he was the first one to rise from the dead, never to die again, on the exact day of the Feast of First Fruits, which was on the day after the Sabbath during Unleavened Bread. So he rose on that Sunday as the fulfillment of the Feast of First Fruits on the exact calendar day that had been laid out many centuries before. And then 50 days later, on the Jewish Feast of Weeks, 7 weeks and the next day later, Pentecost, 50 days later, God poured out his Holy Spirit on all who believe, fulfilling yet again another of the Feast of Israel on the exact calendar day. So Pops knew these passages and took so much comfort in them. And what a joy it was for almost two decades now to be able to work with Pops here in the studio and at every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, to travel with him, our Bible tour of Greece, our Bible tour of Turkey. He went around the world with my mom. They've cruised just recently. They've cruised to Spain, to the Caribbean. They've cruised through the Panama Canal. And wow, what a great joy it has been to share our lives with Pops. And now we can't wait to see him in heaven. And again, what a reunion and a joy that will be. So hey, our website is kgov.com. May God bless you.
Hello, I'm Josh Craddock, and at 14 years old, I'm a little partial to Bob and Yart's manuscript, The Plot, since I helped with The Plot Boys, a series of audio Bible studies for junior high and high school students like me who want to dig deeper and better understand the Bible. The Plot is an overview of the entire Bible, because once you understand the overview of the Bible, then you have the key to understanding its details. And that's what makes the entire Bible fun to read. So please order your copy of The Plot today. Call 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-836-9278. Or go to kgov.com. That's kgov.com. And remember, your support, both prayerfully and financially, keeps Bob and Yart live on the air. Thank you.